This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in you. Yeah, it's me by the camera now, baby, I'd like to come to you. Now I've been smoking for so long.
On developing news stories here. Paul, I've been running over you. I appreciate you coming on. We just got to get you to your own show every day for an hour. That's the answer. I feel it. Because everybody wants you. They need you, Paul. We do it right here on this platform, Infowars.com/show, so they can't censor it as easily. What else do we do? Where is this going? It shows we're winning. We really are. With the communist Chinese in the news saying, we'll help the liberals block America. I mean, this has become comical if it wasn't so serious.
Well, it's important to stress that we are winning. We're winning the argument. That's why they have to resort to this censorship. If we were losing, they wouldn't have to do this. I think we win with comedy. Comedy completely disarms them. You were talking about it earlier, just laughing at the complete, total embarrassment that this Rachel Maddow thing was. And by the way, I've got a video coming up about that in a couple of hours. So you use comedy. You use what they call in the meme world weaponized autism, which is basically just being completely obsessed. Because if you look at mainstream journalists, Alex, you know, they sit back in their smug ivory towers, they write one article a week, and they think that they're super important and that they're having a massive impact. They're not having a massive impact. They're being completely overwhelmed. Why do you think BBC and New York Times keep putting out ads begging to hire people who can write quite, quote, quick articles to respond quickly to developing news events? Because they don't know, they don't have anyone who can do that. These
mainstream the losers. They have the control freaks.
They're really lazy, Alex. They've got no skill. None of them can edit videos. Most of them can't even talk into a camera. They write one article a week, sit back, virtue signal on Twitter, and think that that's going to win them the debate, that that's going to win the culture war. It's not. They're getting their butts kicked, and now they're finally starting to panic about it.
So they are the very definition of posers, of fakes, of fops, and they're trying to destroy the real thing, the vitality. That's why the left tries to destroy success and vitality, because they're losers, and they hate success.
Yeah, that, I mean, you look at Daily Beast. There are, like, the big major writers on dailybeast.com. They write one article a week. Usually it's, like, about a tweet that I send. Like, there was some ridiculous tweet war with Richard Spencer. It was just a bit of fun the other day. They wrote a whole article about it, and that's what they'll do for an entire week. They can't edit videos. They don't know about memes. They don't know about anything. You know, I could put out one meme on your Facebook page, and it would reach more people than their entire output in a week or 2 weeks. That's how pathetic they are.
Yes, Paul, lead us, please. Please do a show every day. Please. So Paul, that's what I'm telling you. Now, just admit, I made you get on air, didn't I? I made you, now look how good, see? Admit that Emperor Palpatine has done well.
No, I mean, we're completely crushing them, Alex. They're lazy, they're talentless, they're hacks. They just tweet amongst themselves in an echo chamber and think they're smart.
Yeah, they're stuck in junior high where you just run around and act cool to your friends when there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
And when I was in junior high, I was hanging out with, like, you know, old crazy guys driving around the lake catching alligator gar and drinking whiskey in junior high. That's what I was doing. And then meanwhile, they were back in junior high acting tough and stuff. I just don't get these people. They're total fake insane asylum nutballs.
And the fact is that their heart is not in it, Alex. They're not really that interested in this kind of stuff because you can tell they're not obsessed by it. They're not pumping out content continuously. They're sitting back being lazy.
Good.
They're so lazy. You can just laugh at them. It's
do
hilarious.
What must be done, Lord Watson. Show no mercy.
Give me an Emperor Palpatine invitation.
I'll leave that to you, Alex.
No, you do it better than I do. This will be a day you won't remember. Whatever you want.
You have done well, Lord Vader.
Well done, Lord Vader.
I love it. We're winning. We'll be back.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just what no bandit run.
Give me liberty or give me death. It's Alex Jones.
Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta.
Well, somebody got Trump's tax returns, and it turns out he paid a higher percentage than all the Democrats combined. Turns out he's not dodging his taxes. Blew up in their face. That's up on drudgereport.com, Infowars.com, you name it. So is our interview with Michael Savage. That's up there. Trump's war, his battle for America, and his battle is our battle. Trump's got an A-plus rating for me, about a 95 right now. I don't like him going along with his Paul Ryan health plan, but Obamacare is meant to destroy the economy, so if they don't repeal that, it's going to really hurt the economy. He has that big goal of prosperity that anything can be done down the road. But other than that, Trump has just done things like killing the TPP, getting the best small business numbers in just 50 days. It's 55 days now, but last week, 50 days since 1984 at the height of the Reagan recovery. I mean, this is a crazy time to be alive, redeclaring our sovereignty. It's simply amazing, but they're turning the heat up. Davos, a month ago, the Communist Chinese came, and they were in the news. It said, Communist China to help bolster globalism and stop Trump. And there were our leaders, corporate and governmental, going, yeah, Communist Chinese dictators, help us defeat America. I mean, it was just, in the old days, they'd all be arrested when they got home. But they're the ones that claim Trump's this big Russian agent, obviously, with no proof. They claim they have these wiretaps, and then they say, oh, we never had wiretaps because there was no proof. But they did wiretap. Now they're trying to lie about that, so there's so much to talk about. But I have just been simply trying to get the American people to understand, a lot of you do understand better than I, that there's a political war going on, and this is one of the most important times in history we're now in. And so I had the idea, like last week, with talking to Q and a few other friends, I said, you know, the veterans were so awake during Obama and were speaking out. Now they're still awake, but they're just kind of looking to Trump to do it. Trump can't come and call for help. He has to look strong, and he is strong, but he's totally surrounded. And every day, different rappers, different rock stars, different movie stars call for his death. Newspapers call for his death. Newsweek calls for rioting. They have edited tapes, the Michael Brown case, to cause more rioting. I mean, this country really is in a fight for its life. And so even if we're winning a little bit, better take this fight serious. It's not like you win the Super Bowl, you start training to win the next one. Well, we haven't even won the Super Bowl yet, folks. We're just finally turning the tide in the game, maybe 3 points ahead. That's my view. So the rest of the hour, we're joined by Craig Sawyer, who's a really interesting guy. Obviously, can't tell you about most of his history because it's all classified. Can't tell you what SEAL teams he was in, even though everybody knows, and all the things he's done. And he's one of the main hosts, obviously, on top shows on Discovery Channel and you name it. And he's got a whole bunch of great websites and a lot of things he's obviously up to and into. But I don't want to say anything wrong. You don't like talking about yourself, but maybe I should just get you to give people your basic bio who don't know who you are. But you're kind of the Navy SEAL, one of the most famous living Navy SEALs out there. And you're here, despite a lot of stuff going on in your life. I appreciate it. Just to give your view on the state of the world and where we're at. And so much of what we're talking about is pretty much dialed in. So thanks for coming.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on, Alex. It's a pleasure. Well, my background, I started off in the Marine Corps and then went into the Navy SEAL teams and then did 5 years of federal law enforcement and then some high-threat contracting overseas, protecting some of our government officials over there, and then got into counter-poaching and now film and television work. So kind of got a wide scope of professional experience, and I just am not inclined to sit back and allow our country to fall into the hands of the noisy reprobates and depraved subversives that are screaming at our president right now. We've elected a president. He's representing our wishes. We elected him to carry out the agenda that he ran on, and he is doing that. And I refuse to sit back and watch him be besieged from all sides by those who are lesser than, who have lesser effective views of what works. And I think right now, as a veteran, whatever the consequences, I will not do anything but rally around my president and defend his back. And I think we can all do that by having a much closer look and turning up the scrutiny upon those who are attacking him. Why are they attacking him? What is it that he's doing that's got them so upset? He is increasing our national security. He's working to reduce our tax burden, to increase the effectiveness of our economy. He's doing positive things. And so I look at it and I say, look, if you watch what's going on and you see the results, what the radical left are telling us doesn't match up with the facts, doesn't match up with the results, the actions. We've been lulled into freaking out over words, Alex, as a society. Oh, he said this, or someone's claimed that about him. Well, what are the actual facts on the ground? What is actually taking place? What's the direction he's actually taking us? And if that is not adding up, if that doesn't,
I don't want talk, I want results.
Yeah, well, actions speak louder than words. They always have, they always will. We have to reset ourselves as a society and get back to looking at actions rather than just the words. I hear what you're saying, but more importantly, I'm going to watch what you're doing, and we need to reset for that.
And that's what's crazy is I thought Trump was for real and knew he was, but now he's like cutting the elites off, killing TPP, not letting these ultra-rich groups shell out Americans. But he's also letting them make money as long as they do it fair. And under his system, Goldman Sachs, that gave 100% of their money to Hillary and tried to block him, their stock's up 30-something percent. They've made over $200 billion, and they're actually going. Jamie Dimon went, maybe we should get behind Trump. This is crazy. Absolutely. Let everybody have wealth, and the elites just get richer. But these elites, they just want to control everything. They write white papers admitting it. They want us to be poor while they're rich. That's not going to fly.
Well, if you listen to globalists like George Soros and what he says that he is about and what he wants and the kinds of subversive actions that he funds with his millions and even billions in some cases, then we've got to take it to heart. We've got to take the man at his word. What he's about is breaking down the effectiveness of the United States of America.
He tried to plunge the British pound, and he's brought down more than 15 countries. He admits he tries to bring countries down. He's brought countries down that never recovered. I mean, he's totally evil.
So I've listened to his interviews, and I've listened to what he says, and I take it to heart. So I'm like, okay, why is anyone supporting this man? Why is anyone taking money from him? And why are we as a nation not paying attention and giving greater scrutiny to those people and go, wait a minute, you're a subversive that's taking money to carry out an agenda of someone who's made himself our enemy. He's against our Constitution. He's against everything the United States seems to stand for. So I think we need to have a lot closer look at that and turn the tables.
I agree with you. Just looking at how fantastical reality is versus fiction, they've always said truth is stranger than fiction, to look at this epic battle, how good Trump is and how good his people on average are, really trying to be faithful and execute their job, and the prosperity, like a light switch, just floods back in. What made America great works so good. He didn't invent this. He's just bringing back an operating system that works, is successful. And then to watch all this scum, you go out to these demonstrations against Trump, I mean, you can't find anybody that looks normal, acts normal. They're like mental patients. And I don't say that with pleasure. I'm freaked out by the way these people act and what's wrong with them. But you had a lot of insight yesterday. We were privately talking about this mindset about, like, I guess misery loves company, or what's going on?
Well, you know, from growing up, my father was a devout pastor of a church, and he had a lot of people come to seek help and counseling from him. And so just as a kid playing nearby in the room, I could hear all these. So I've heard hundreds of these conversations with people of all walks of life, with all different kinds of problems, some of them with shattered lives and just horrible stories. And so many of them that are really twisted and bitter against that which is effective and wholesome. Those are that hate the family unit. They hate the institution of a loving mother and father that can raise wholesome, well-grounded children. I've heard that they're all seeming like have been abused children of horrible things that I wouldn't wish on anybody. And it's heartbreaking for me to see the results of the perversion and abuse of innocent little children. And it just shatters their psyche, and it causes them to just turn against everything that's effective and meaningful. And that's where I see a lot of these depraved subversives are at mentally. They just want to attack whatever is and whatever works, and because they're just angry at the world because of what happened to them. And that's horrible. I wish I could prevent that from happening to them, but we can't allow them to set the agenda for which direction the United States goes, because in their minds they're sick.
We talked about this yesterday for like an hour over lunch. I really want to reach out to them like the prodigal son. Not that I'm perfect in my life, but I want them to have success too. I know they're wrong. And you just see them in the squalor of failure, like celebrating being losers and trying then to make us be losers with them. It's kind of like the crab pot. You know, you catch a bunch of crabs, put in the deal. They don't attack other crabs. They try to get out. For some reason, they don't want the other crab to get out. As soon as the crab tries to climb out, they go after them. And I just, is there any way to get through to these people?
Man, I don't know. I just try to share the factual information with everybody that I can and say, hey, look, here's what's actually happening. How do you feel about that? Rather than just regurgitating what someone from a radical left news outlet is telling you. You're regurgitating propaganda rather than looking at the facts on your own. So it's unfortunate. People don't really know where they're getting their talking points and their agenda from. They tell you something. I'm like, man, I can tell you which station you heard that from, because I watch them all just to compare.
You know the flavor of the BS.
Yeah, yeah. So when I question them on the facts, they can't answer the facts. So they only can just regurgitate the talking points that they've been fed. And that's unfortunate. I want American citizens to be empowered. The same reason we want our children empowered with knowledge. Knowledge is power. I would love to see all Americans really understanding what's happening rather than being led through a series of propaganda into a lesser existence and giving up their freedom and liberties for the promise, the false promise of free stuff. Because it doesn't work out that way. I've seen victims of socialism and communism across the globe. I've traveled to 55 countries in multiple different capacities, and I've seen the devastation.
Well, that's the classic thing. These trendies with their iPhones and their cars, you know, even the poorest of the trendies is living better than poor people in other nations. And then they just hate America, but most of them have never been outside the country. It's that classic deal. If they had, we're going to skip this break. Sorry, I forgot to tell you guys. If they had, then they wouldn't be shooting their mouth off like that. It's just asinine.
Well, it's the people, Alex, that have traveled the most and have seen the most.
And how many countries you been in?
I've been 55 for me so far. And some of those I've been to numerous times and spent years going back and forth and working for several different government agencies. So I've met all kinds of folks and seen all kinds of different situations.
I've been everywhere, man.
Well, not everywhere, but I've learned enough to know that the
more places than Johnny Cash.
That the false promise, the attraction of big government that's going to become your mommy and take care of everything really has turned horrifically nightmarish
everywhere
over the decades. When that big socialist or communist model turns against its people, and we've
look at Venezuela right now. Millions are trying to get out. 2 years ago, they'd eaten all the zoo animals. Now they've eaten all the pets, the cats, the dogs. I mean, it is just total collapse right now.
It is, and you can look at that the globe over. The world over. You can look at numerous cases where it's even turned into genocide. We've got hundreds of millions of innocent families systematically lined up and murdered by their governments when their big government, whom they've given all their freedom and liberty to, eventually turned against.
Take communist China into World War II. Mao Zedong gets in power. In all of World War II, maybe 10 million Chinese died. It was a big war with the Japanese. He then, over the next 20 years, kills 84 million. The Chinese admit this of his own people, making farmers go into collective things as everybody starves to death. They weren't resisting. People say, oh, don't be anti-Asian. I'm anti a guy that killed 84 million people.
Right.
Again, there's this disconnect, and then trendies think Mao's cool. They'll have Mao tattoos while they drive Mercedes.
They've been indoctrinated to regurgitate that. They've been taught that in our educational institutions. They've been our educational system, our entertainment industry, and our so-called news industries have all been weaponized against the United States with this anti-American rhetoric, and it's a horrific impact in its totality, and we better wake up to it to a greater degree and rally around the one man who's dared to insert himself into the cesspool, which is Washington, D.C., and carry the American flag of freedom and liberty for all of us. So I think those that have been demonizing him so far, listening to, you know, Trump eats puppies or whatever kind of falsehoods are being pumped out there, I have the unique benefit of knowing, having mutual friends with the Trump family. And I know that he treats minorities and females better than his detractors and than his accusers actually do. And so at some point, I think we've got to start looking at the hypocrisy and the double standard and the disingenuous claims of his attackers and start looking at them and visiting greater scrutiny upon them, because many of them are actual felons. They belong in prison. Nothing's been done about it yet. So I think we can't allow them. I say the worst thing you can ever do in any sort of conflict is allow your opponents to attack you at their leisure. We have to go after them because, again, many of them are actual criminals. They belong behind bars, and have a look at them. If they're attacking Trump, they need to be looking over their shoulder, wondering whether or not they're going to end up
exactly.
In jail.
They want to bully us criminally and run around and say murder, kill, do all this stuff. And have Soros fund hundreds of millions with the Soros leaders showing up and literally saying things like, you know, it's time to kill more cops. And everybody chants that. That's organizing to go out and murder people. If I got out in the street and said, let's go kill black people or white people, I should be arrested. That's not free speech. That's organizing a criminal conspiracy. That's basically worse than murder one, premeditated murder. It's the conspiracy to commit murder.
Go try that level of subversion in any other country and see how that works out for you. They'd be behind bars in a matter of minutes. And I think we need to return in the United States to a lawful, peaceful society. We've had a lot of disruption over the last 8 years and longer even, and it needs to come to a stop. We need to reset on the peaceful freedom and liberty existence that our founding fathers had set forth for us.
Which we know is a system work better than any other. I'm just sick of hearing how bad we are as they try to change our system. Then it wrecks it. And then everybody's trying to get in to get here and then bitch about it.
Right.
Craig Sawyer is our guest. I can't go over his whole bio. One of his latest shows is Battleground, Rhino Wars. We'll talk about that. And Top Shot, obviously all 5 seasons of that and all the work he's done in different SEAL team groups that we can't even get into or mention here and the things he's done. But expanding on this, obviously, can we tell the story about how you found out about the show?
Yeah.
12 years ago?
Yeah. Well, I was overseas, and a friend of mine who is a particularly experienced person in the intelligence community shared a note with me, and he said, you know, Craig, you need to research some of this, of what's going on, big picture stuff. I've been all over the world, I've been through several different campaigns and on boots on the ground, understand what really happens, and have met all these different people at all levels. And you need to make yourself aware of what's happening. And the website that he told me to research first was, in fact, your own. And it was, I stayed up all night watching dozens and dozens of videos, getting highly upset. And after that deployment, went home, tried to tell my own family. And my mother and father got it, because I grew up as a child having people visit our home. There were intellectuals from all over, all walks of life. My father was a pastor. They came there to visit him about that. Some of
In fact, your dad was a pretty famous pastor in Texas, and some of the groups he helped start. And
I don't know about famous, but he was
he's
about and highly respected.
On Osteen's dad.
He was a
best
good
friend.
Man. Yeah, he was very good friends with John Osteen, and just a man that I hold at the very highest level of moral integrity.
So they got it.
They got it. I was hearing that, you know, intelligence agents and diplomats and Christian missionaries who were smuggling Bibles behind the Iron Curtain back in the day talk about what was happening, the struggle for power and the globalization, the new world
Targeting
order.
Christians.
They were referred to it as, and how the prosecution or the persecution of Christians.
Yeah, go back to what you heard as a child, and come up, because I was interrupting you, because you kind of repeating what you told me yesterday, the very same stuff, but new world order, targeting Christians is coming.
Yeah, they're like, hey, there's going to come a day when, as a Christian, you are going to have to make a decision, ultimately to live or die, because the persecution against Christians is going to get that extreme at some point. And we see it happening now more and more. Now they're taking the flag out of, you know, places. They're taking the Bible out of places. You know, you can't pray in schools, and it's just a creeping.
Oh yeah! In fact, just this week, basketball games. You know, the Muslims say they don't want to see an American flag, so that's not allowed. Three articles today. Another school banned students from bringing an American flag to football game. That's the Egan News. We got a Facebook suspends user over American flag image. Anti-Trump Ninth Circuit upheld U.S. flag ban in schools despite First Amendment. I mean, we can't even have the flag now because of the globalists. This is ridiculous. How did we get to this point?
We got into it the same way you boil a frog, a little bit at a time. And that's been the strategy to do that. So we must not stand for it at any point. It's not a matter of being intolerant and letting other people have their way. It's a matter of protecting what we have learned to be wholesome and good and effective. And that is what our country's culture is based upon. And our country's culture is what's under attack.
Being wholesome, being successful, being honorable, being strong, being true, all of that's under attack, because you can't have an elite running a society like that.
An uninformed public who are disempowered, who cannot raise the financial capital to stand up against tyranny is desirable for a tyrant.
Sitting ducks.
They want us to be sitting ducks, and we must not allow it. And that's why they hate Donald Trump so much, because, Alex, he gets it, man. He sees the struggle, and he's looking to re-empower the American citizen as our founding fathers wanted.
Absolutely. You know, I was asking you earlier to give me some write-ups to plug some of the great things you're involved in. Like, oh, don't worry about it. But let's talk about your amazing website. Let's talk about some of the other things you're involved in before we go to break. We're going to come back and get into how we fight back, where you see this going. We've launched a new email I'm going to give you for vets that want to post images saying you support Trump, or videos, or whatever events you want to have, whatever. We want to magnify that, give support to that. We'll talk about it after the break, give you that email. But it's TrumpSupport@Infowars.com. Just like 5 years ago, Colonel Schaefer came out, others did. He went and told Congress, hey, we're funding Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. Obama's behind it. He's behind the Muslim Brotherhood. All the documents came out later. Benghazi was a weapons transfer on purpose, ordering people to stand down so they could get the weapons out. The ambassador refused to be part of it. That all later came out. And now here we are, and we're seeing this happen. So, again, we'll talk about more after the break. But veterans, I'm not saying it's your job to do this. You've already done so much for the country. But people listen to you. And so before you held it over your face, as Commander Chief was obviously a globalist imposter, you said, hey, you know, we shouldn't be Al-Qaeda's army in Syria. If you just now say, I support the president, or Trump's making America great again, I support him, or, you know, Trump's an American, you know, the globalists, the traitors, they're trying to say he's this Russian agent pushing all this crap, yeah, because the Russians want to cut our taxes and secure our borders and help the vets. Give me a break, folks. It's totally made up. The Russians aren't even involved in any of this. You know, say I'm a Russian agent. This is the most poppycock crap I've ever heard in my life. So this is what the traitors are doing. We're going to come back, talk about your website, what you're doing, and more straight ahead. But again, you've got several sites. What's the best site to go to?
TacticalInsider.com.
It's a great name. TacticalInsider.com. Everybody visit that website during the break. TacticalInsider.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. While the Fed recently decided not to increase interest rates, that isn't likely to last. They have 3 interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in a perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You may be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-487-7242. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-487-7242. That's 1-800-487-7242.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people. Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
This is the heart of 1776.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Huge nationwide protests erupted once again on President Donald Trump's second weekend in office.
You are going to my God! You are going to my God!
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWars, it's Alex Jones.
No!
You better tell!
off of this. Oh, my goodness. Poor white people. Please, oh, my. Stop.
And we are back live. And let me tell you, this place is a war room. So much is developing. So much is happening. So much is unfolding right now. In studio, we have Craig Sawyer with us, a highly decorated Navy SEAL who's also, of course, worked in a lot of other agencies and groups. We can't even get into what SEAL team you're with. And I understand none of that was ever supposed to come out. People aren't supposed to, quote, pimp the Trident and the rest of it. But why particularly with certain groups are people not even supposed to talk about what group they were in, even if it's known?
Well, generally, it's operational security. We don't want our brothers who continue to operate to have any of what they're doing be compromised to the public and to our enemies. So that's really what it's all about.
So Trump's absolutely right when he goes, no, I'm not going to tell you where we're going next or who we're going to attack next. I mean, the media, I remember when I was even a teenager wondering, why are they saying in the Gulf War what they're about to hit and what they're about to strike? I mean, I get they had superiority over Saddam, but just growing up reading about war and stuff, I knew. I mean, they spent weeks figuring out the right day for D-Day, and only the top one or two generals knew until the hour they launched it.
Yeah, yeah, true.
I mean, because they knew they had spies inside there. If anybody else knew, the Germans would be there.
It's a simple concept. You know, don't give your enemy your playbook.
You know, D-Day wasn't known until 1 hour. They had to be ready for weeks.
And we need to get back to that. I think we are. That's a good thing.
Expanding on that, then. What do you make of, well, you've got a lot of notes, a lot of points there. I've got a lot of questions and things I want to get into. You were mentioning the death of MSM and Rachel Maddow with this ridiculous tax return, building it up for hours, and then it just shows Trump paid these huge taxes and the Democrats weren't paying their taxes, and now she's disgraced, and even the left is all turning on her, eating their own. I think this is a watershed moment because even online, we see the left turning on each other and a mass exodus where they're giving up. That's why they're hitting us with so much censorship now. So I'm not just saying this, folks. I don't tell you we're winning when we're not. Everybody knows that. I was telling you 10 years ago we were getting our ass kicked. I was telling you a year ago Trump was going to win. But I'm telling you, we are winning. But I don't want to be too arrogant because we're still in the fight of our lives.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting to watch these talking heads double down on what has been disproven. So that lets me know that they're not just misinformed. They're complicit. They're dirty. They're taking payoffs to say whatever they are because it's not true. It's been demonstrated that it's not true. So we already know the deal with the Russians. I know I've got people inside the federal law enforcement and the intelligence community. We know that the whole thing with the Russians is really being projected from the left. The left actually are tied in with the Russians, and they're saying that that.
Oh, they've always been. The whole history of Kennedy went, Senator Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, and went and like tried to get all this money to sell out the U.S. publicly.
Yeah, that's a bad.
By the way, I don't mean to interrupt you. Roger Stone, they did poison with polonium. I've seen the reports, but the Secret Service asked him not to publish them. They've been death threatening him. They're trying to blame him for the Russian stuff. They want to have hearings where he's then blamed in absentia, and that's why he's been had security. Clearly a T-bone hit and runs, classic CIA kill style. They almost killed him. He's in an ambulance right now. Guys, try to get Stone on. He's ready to get on. Yeah, they hit him bad today. Out of the blue, boom, neighborhood, just T-boned him. Rammed it and then ran off with a big truck. So what's that? I mean, they're really trying to kill Roger.
Yeah,
this is not a joke, folks. This is what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, it's you know, as a federal criminal investigator, it's hard to know and without.
Yeah, I mean, it might have been, but he was it with polonium. Yeah. I mean, who else would have that? Yeah.
Right.
They told him they're coming to kill him. See, they want to say he's a Russian agent. It's funny you just raised that while I'm reading this. They want to say he's a Russian agent, but then kill him and then have the hearings. So they don't want to have the hearings until he's dead.
Yeah, yeah. Not a good sign.
He's been told that. He's been told we're going to kill you. And he's not grandstanding. This guy's been big in the media for 40 years.
Look,
this is real.
Alex, that swamp does not want to be drained. They're desperate right now to hide how far out on a limb they've put themselves against our people, against our country.
That's why they're cornered. That's why they're so dangerous.
Yeah.
Guys, call Roger Sell. See if he can pop in right now. He's on the way to the hospital. You're talking to him now. See if we can put him on. I was just going off the text messages. I mean, the craziness. Let me tell you, everything Roger's told me, that's why they always say he's a big liar. Everything he's told me has been accurate. He's, like, super accurate. That's why they hate his guts. And they know that, you know, Trump talks to him and, you know.
Yeah, track record of your source has to count more than anything else. If they keep.
Well, you're right. I mean, it could be an accident that he just got hit and run T-boned. But, that's a classic way to kill folks.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of ways to do it. But, in time, hopefully the facts will paint a clear enough picture to where we'll know for sure.
Now, you wouldn't know anything about killing people.
I misunderstood, Alex. I'm a lover.
No, but you're out there protecting folks.
I am. Well, that's what I feel in my heart I'm supposed to do. You know, I'm not afraid of bad guys. I'm not afraid of crooks. I'm not afraid of terrorists. I'm not afraid of corruption. I'm not afraid of poachers. So I go out there and I try to defend the American
people. By the way, when I say you're like a caveman, that's not negative. They know now from the bones that cavemen were twice as strong, had bigger brains. Our ancestors were a lot stronger, a lot smarter. They built this whole world, defeated the climate, the beast, the ice ages, everything. And then now we're just living off what they built. So when I say you're like Fred Flintstone, you know, in a good way, I want to be like a caveman. Has anybody told you, you kind of look like Chuck Norris?
It's not going to stop, is it, Alex?
What?
The caveman. You sound like my older brother now that used to torment me growing up. But no.
He said you were like a caveman?
Yeah, among other things. Neanderthal.
I didn't mean that mean.
I know you didn't. I know.
I got a big Neanderthal head, too. That's good, man. Aren't you glad you're not a wimp?
Well, I tell you what. Having overcome fear in several aspects of my life has really empowered me, and I've learned that. Even in training my own children to climb, to swim, to ride their bicycle, thing that we all parents kind of do, I've learned that I had one kid that trusted me and put her fear aside, and I could teach her to do anything within minutes. And the other child was really dependent upon his own ability, and hey, boy, Papa's got you. Really didn't mean anything to him because he was counting on having it all safe and wired himself. And so it took him more than 10 times as long to learn to ride his bike and other things than she did because he was fearful.
Well,
and
I've learned women, girls are easier to train.
Well, it's
in a good way. Not like they're actually more confident.
A lot of times they are. They're intelligent and so forth. But for me, it all comes back.
The best shooter you know is a woman.
Well, yeah. Noma Zinsmaster is the best long range shooter I think I've ever witnessed in person. She's fantastic. But anyway, it all comes back to the fear. When you can overcome the fear, that's the most crippling barrier for accomplishing anything in your life is fear. So when we can overcome that, man, there's a lot more performance and success that can be gained at anything. So
absolutely. Do we have any word on Roger, guys? All right now. We'll keep you a little bit the next hour, and I'm going to take some for the nightly news. Obviously, you don't care about the fear. You've gone through the fear has made you stronger. For me, I have fear of failure and fear of scum dominating me. Like, I don't want to dominate other people that are more successful than me. I don't hate other people that are, you know, doing well. I admire it as long as it isn't at somebody else's expense. But then when somebody is a scammer and the idea of somebody weaker than me getting other people under their control absolutely drives me crazy. And without me even talking about that, you were bringing up the fact that it's actually weak people that try to set up evil systems, and that's true. I mean, these globalists are the biggest cowards in the world. That's why I've learned, and I'll say this to kiss the military's ass, but especially people that have really been in a lot of harm's way and veterans, they hate the innate confidence. They hate the fact that you have empowered them for their agenda in some cases. So they admire you, but also hate you at the same time. And that's why they treat the veterans so bad. It's why they do this, because they innately cannot stand honorable, strong people. Like, you get around special operations folks who've seen a lot of combat, confident, happy, fun, get the job done, great people, smart, the best people out there. I'm not just saying that because you were in this. It's true that no wonder Trump loves veterans and special forces people. He's been around them a lot, and he's found whether it's corporate executives that are honorable or special forces types, those are the best people he's found that are go-getters, that are confident, that aren't cowards, that are involved and want to build things for everybody and see everybody as a team. Because we're individuals, but we also have a collective understanding and have a thrill off of other people's success. The globalists are missing that. They're smart, but they're twisted.
Tyrants and predators prey upon the fearful. And if we unite as a group of veterans, as a country, as a population against the tyrants, against the subversives that are attacking our president right now, we can disempower them and regain control of our country in a larger way. So I think really we all need to unite. Together we are what we can't be alone, a nation. And only our enemies want us divided. So if I see any so-called leader causing division, I've got a real problem with that. I question that motive. And what is President Trump saying? He's saying, let's come together, all Americans. Let's assimilate. Let's all enjoy the freedom, liberty, and prosperity together as Americans.
And isn't that deep down, isn't that what we want? I mean, that's what Trump's promoting is unity. They call it division.
Well, the only reason people could have a problem with it is because they're hearing that he eats puppies or that he, you know, mashes kittens' paws or whatever the crazy stuff is being peddled from the left daily. But now I think increasingly Americans are starting to see, wait a minute, what they're saying is not true. We're actually seeing factually laid out that what is coming out of MSNBC and other outlets is just completely false in so many cases. So why do they keep pushing this? Which leads me into another point, Alex, that I want to make. We need to understand as Americans where we're getting our information. Who is peddling our talking points and our thoughts? Ultimately, and correct me if I'm wrong, all of the major news outlets in the United States are ultimately owned by only six entities.
It was six. It's like four now.
Okay. And I challenge people to look at
and the Chinese communists are buying those.
Those four entities, and what are their outlooks? What are their...
Well, six studios and four news groups. Well, they could say five, but you're... Yeah, exactly. So what are they doing?
What are their views about the United States? What do they want?
They want to get rid of it. They admit that.
Do they love the United States and want us empowered and free, or do they want to subjugate us? Do they want to gain dominance over us? So I think we've really got to peel the blinders off America to look at who's feeding us our information and go, wait a minute, what are their motives? Why are they saying these things that aren't true? And why are so many people buying it and just taking it wholesale and regurgitating it to all their friends?
Absolutely. And I'm not going to cut into your time every 5 minutes the next hour. They're going to take for the nightly news tonight. Again, what's the best website, Craig, for folks to visit?
TacticalInsider.com.
And we're going to give out the email address. The photos are starting to flood in. We're going to post them to InfoWars.com of veterans and active duty. Active duty can do this too now. With your face, say, I support my commander-in-chief. And this has a big, powerful thing because they're trying to, like, the military and Congress and the CIA say he's a Russian agent with zero evidence. Now, Roger Stone is there. I was talking to him earlier in text messages, getting an ambulance or going to the hospital. Just had a hit and run. He got hit with polonium. They said, oh, we're going to call him to Congress. They got hit with polonium, and they dropped the congressional hearing. They're still trying to say he's a Russian agent with no evidence. It's just an amazing time. So, Roger, thanks for popping in with us. Wow, you've been through a lot here. What just happened?
Well, about an hour ago, I was driving on my way to a speech in Orlando later this afternoon, and my car was T-boned by a car coming out of nowhere. The windshield so darkly tinted you could not see who was inside the car. It was stunning. The airbags went off. They came in at the passenger door where I was seated. And then the driver threw it in reverse, even though he had sustained some damage, and took off. There were no plates or they were not identifiable, although, frankly, the whole matter was...
Well, I can see your face on the jaws bruised by the airbags. You're saying you're going to go to the hospital. Clearly, we talked about they need to kill you before they have the hearings because you're supposedly the master Russian agent. Now they're saying you're in touch with Guccifer, yeah, on a public account trying to get him to come on air. No one's hiding that. We wanted the WikiLeaks. So, Roger, what do you think this is?
Well, look, I think I've been poisoned. I've been smeared. I am responding and pointing out the problems with the headline, Trump Associate was in touch with a Russian hacker. That's a false narrative. But I notice on Facebook and Google and Twitter, my retweets are down substantially when I defend myself with the facts. The fact that my contact, was after the hacking demonstrates that I could not have colluded.
But we were trying to get Guccifer 2.0 on and WikiLeaks. Everybody, the media does that too. They just think the public's dumb. They said in the New York Times that they were surveilling Trump with wiretaps on January 20th. We talked about it. We did a whole show on it. We showed it. And then now they're saying that never happened. It's insane. He's crazy. There were no wiretaps to the president.
But the problem here is much larger, Alex, and that's because the smoking gun who made these fraudulent allegations, if you read their entire story, which is a smear piece, and several other stories published the same day from other lefty think news sites, all contain information that could only have been gleaned if I were under surveillance. Only if someone had access to...
Wait. They admit you were under the FISA court. That's been in the New York Times, too.
But if that's true, then leaking that information to the smoking gun is a felony, punishable by 10 years in jail.
Sure, but no one's being surveilled, though our phone calls with Trump and all of it have admittedly been recorded. And, yes. And they admit, FISA court did thing on you, but nobody's under surveillance. It's crazy, Roger.
Well, Well, and they continue to deny that Trump was under surveillance. Let me say this, Alex. Trump has been under surveillance since the Bush presidency. He was under surveillance both in New York and Palm Beach. I have reason to believe at some point that surveillance ended, but was turned back on by the Obama administration. I know they're denying all of this, but Nixon denied Watergate for over a year.
Napolitano says he has four sources, and this is coming out from Judicial Watch as well, that they were using the British, which they always do. They use the foreign intelligence to spy people domestically, vice versa, to get around those laws.
Yeah, precisely. So this is all going to come out. And the worst part for them is their rationale for spying on Trump, i.e. he was in touch with the Russians through his agents, is proving to be false at the exact time that their surveillance of the president has been exposed. That's why the deep state is trying to take me out. They've poisoned me. They have smeared me. And now somebody in a car tried to kill me.
I'm going to tell you, you better start watching your butt because, like you said, they announced all these hearings when you didn't die. They announce hearings, you get poisoned, you don't die. Guess you didn't drink the whole drink or whatever. We don't know what happened. And now they want you gone so they can kill the straw man in a congressional committee.
Is it coincidental that only in the last 48 hours John McCain called for Senate hearings and specifically
you? In fact, guys, I told you guys John McCain calls for Senate hearings on Roger Stone. That's been all over the news. I wanted to play that clip the other day. Yeah, he calls you out and this happens.
And he says specifically I should be questioned about my ties to the Russians and to Yukanovich. Alex, why is he making these kind of baseless, reckless charges? I have no ties to the Russians or Yukanovich. So I have to ask myself, does Senator McCain have left no sense of decency with these completely phony, made-up witch hunt charges?
Let me see if Craig Sawyer, top retired Navy SEAL, combat expert, researcher, you name it. I mean, do you have any statements or anything for Roger before we let him go?
No, I wish some of this didn't sound so familiar, though. Sad. Yeah. It's sad to see.
Roger, you better watch out. They do not want you in those hearings. They want to have those hearings. They want you dead, man. Well, if I was you, I'd stop running around all these events you're at. Right? I'd start driving an armored car.
You know what? I'm not giving up this country without a fight. And I'm not going to be silenced. I'm not going to be censored. And I'm not going to be intimidated. This is why I love InfoWars. You can come here and tell the truth.
No, I agree. But digitally, you can reach more people than running around to all these events. All I'm telling you is you need to demand the hearing. I would tweet, I demand the hearings before they kill me. I've been poisoned. I've been hit by a car. Nobody's got polonium. I think we need to get you in front of Congress right now. They're scared of that. Roger, let's get to the hospital, get taken care of, and we'll talk to you soon. But
my people insist that I go in for to be checked on. I feel fine, Alex. I was very lucky. I think the airbag saved me. The local police took an hour to show up and take the report. But that's South Florida.
Well, maybe this was an accident, but the polonium's not. Go ahead. Jump in.
It seemed like an accident to me.
I do have one thing. I believe President Trump can and should assert himself very forcefully upon our intelligence community and reestablish his commander's intent for the course of the United States of America and put a stop to this subversive action. And I think he can and should do that. So let's hope that happens soon.
Absolutely. Because, look, I mean, there's no doubt that every day newspapers, rap stars, rock stars, movie stars, everywhere say, kill Trump, kill Trump. Trump had to respond and say, why is Soup saying, kill me? If this was Obama, he'd be arrested. Well, the president has the power to say, you know, do something about this. And I'm not looking for some war with these people. We're beating them intellectually. But at a certain point, we just can't let them sit there and call for our murder constantly. Roger, get checked out. Go ahead.
My final point is very clear. The president can do two things immediately, and I hope he will. First of all, release all government documents having to do with the surveillance of those who are allegedly in touch with Russians or any surveillance pertaining to Donald Trump. Release it all, number one. Number two, the attorney general should impanel a grand jury. If not he, then a special prosecutor. That's fine with me. And sure, I would be happy to testify, and you could examine the so-called Russian collusion. But you must also call John Brennan, James Clapper, Ash Carter, Loretta Lynch, and perhaps
even... You all leaked it. Let me ask you this. Why does the MSM, Because the internal WikiLeaks came out, they talked about you and I, and they said we've stopped the MVP in the same email attacking you. And I'm kind of a little bit jealous that they called you the MVP and not me, but it's talking about us on the show. Why are you the MVP? I mean, because this is the Democrat Party run. David Brock, we've gotten the MVP banned off the news.
Perhaps they realize that I'm the ultimate Trump loyalist. I love Donald Trump. I have deep affection for him and his family. And I've always thought he had the leadership qualities and the skill.
You're the one that introduced him to Nixon. You're the one that launched it. You don't want to take credit. Just take credit.
No, I'm not going to take credit. But I like to hope that I have been a great assistance. And perhaps that's why I am targeted. Also, Alex, look at my work. I exposed the CIA in my book on the Kennedy assassination. I exposed them again in their real role in Watergate. I exposed them involved with the Clintons running drugs through Arkansas. I exposed them in my book on Benghazi. I exposed them in this book in terms of the whole Russia thing.
That's the criminal elements of the CIA.
Steph, yes, I am a consistent critic of the deep state. That's why I think I am targeted.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Glad you survived this. Thank you. We're going to do 5 minutes next hour so we have more time. Looking at this, though, and you've got a lot of other points. We kind of digress into all this with Roger Stone, but it's still important. You can't say, oh, look, they claim they tried to kill him. He's been hit with polonium. And they're all over the news saying kill us. So anything that happens to us now, those that have said kill us are suspects.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, with someone like Roger, I think one way to do it is put people around him and roll up whoever moves in to try to.
He's got
to
be followed by professionals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Low key.
So that guy that hit him would then be chased down, then we catch him.
And we've got that fish and figure out what makes him tick, who sent him, and all the other that comes with it. We need to start doing that to not just him, but
a lot of people. Talked about this yesterday. They're saying kill us. They're saying attack us. When all we're trying to do is turn America back on, just be good people. They're moved in 2 miles away. They're saying we're going to overthrow the president. Holder says he's coming. Obama's coming like he's messianic. The globalists of the Chinese and Soros have doubled the amount of riot funding, you know, to the black nationalist groups. Then as a former Navy SEAL and all sorts of clandestine operations, you name it. I mean, at your gut level, what should the president do? I mean, he's the president.
Well, we call it commander's intent in the military. And the commander in chief is our commander as a nation. And he needs to insert himself, in my opinion. Now, again, I don't represent the Navy SEAL teams. I speak on my own.
Just yourself, Greg Sawyer.
I want to make that clear. Because if I say something goofy,
sure,
I don't want my brother to be disappointed.
Sure, go ahead. So looking right at camera four, tell America what to do. Go ahead.
We need to rally around the president. We need to identify those that are attacking him. And we need to visit greater scrutiny upon them, including starting investigations and rounding them up, making prosecutions where appropriate. And so many of them are already felons. They're fugitives right now because they have not been convicted, and that needs to start happening. Those who are crooked, who are attacking our lawfully elected president, who's acting in good faith to carry out the agenda that we elected him to carry out.
He's doing our will.
He's carrying out our will. We need to bring those convictions. And the people that are crooked need to start getting yanked out of their limousines and their fancy high-rise office buildings and their mansions and brought to justice. They are, if the ones that are crooked need to be brought to justice. We need to get back to being a lawful, peaceful society.
When Newsweek says a case for rioting, go out and shoot cops, burn things in an article, you grab the editor, you grab the reporting, you get them in, who told you to write that? That's not free speech saying go out and kill people. I mean, we're not the ones looking for trouble here. They're the ones trying to have a physical war. We're trying to stop them. Because like you said, we keep letting this go. It doesn't matter we're politically winning. It doesn't matter we're turning the country back on. They're creating an army of people to do this.
Yeah, well, as a federal criminal investigator, if you're investigating a drug ring, you catch the little fish, you get information for them, you climb that network, and you get a little bit bigger fish and bigger fish. We need to do the same thing with these subversives who are attacking our country right now by going after our president.
Greg Sawyer is our guest. When we come back, we're putting the call out not just to veterans or active duty, but to citizens as well. What are we going to do to support Trump? Because you claim you want to take America back. You want to battle for the Republic. This is it. The war is happening now. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.